6 degrees here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. Letters are delivering very difficult news to some people on the south side of Davidson County. Their homes are in the path of the state's planned improvements to Interstate 24. The Tennessee Department of Transportation says they have to move to make way for choice lanes. The Tennessean reports people started receiving the letters in July. Metro Councilmember Jenny Welsh has asked the state to share that information with her directly, but her request was refused. In the meantime, there is some blowback to the choice of vendor for building and operating the new toll lanes. The state used an unusual procurement process to pick a consortium of six companies going by the name DriveTN. Shortly before that vendor was picked, the chief of staff for Tennessee's Department of Transportation, who was in the office when the selection process was approved, resigned to take a job with the firm that is leading the DriveTN consortium. TDOT says DriveTN made the necessary conflict of interest disclosures and had protocols to keep the employee out of the I-24 procurement process. WKRN reports State Representative John Ray Clemens is asking for an investigation into how that deal was made. Big-name healthcare investors are contemplating whether they should plant a flag in Nashville. Robin Shaw is the co-founder of Time Care, which he started here in 2020 and is now valued at more than $1 billion. Time Care's investors include divisions of CVS, Humana, and JP Morgan. On our midday show, This is Nashville, Shaw said those firms now have enough investments in the city to consider a permanent office.
A lot of them have started to say, hey, look, should we open offices here in Nashville? They're making so many investments in Nashville. They see this as a community where a lot of great companies are getting started to get closer to the source. It is one of my personal goals to get them here.
Time Care supports patients being treated for cancer in order to reduce costs for insurance plans. Main Street Health, another Nashville-based company, just was announced as the fastest-growing private company in the U.S. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN.